Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about how the platform you choose for your offers doesn't matter, okay? And if you don't have much time, close this podcast right now because that's all I had to say, really. The platform you choose is ultimately irrelevant to your success, but I will talk a bit more about that shortly. If you are currently on the journey to getting started with your course creation, make sure to check out Course Creation Bootcamp. The bootcamp is about to start in January and you can already save your spot. It's going to be a 4-month program that will help you to finally make your online course happen. You will learn it all. Plus, additional to step-by-step guidance, you will also receive one-on-one weekly support. This means that you can actually ask any of your questions, receive personalized feedback, and also send in the work that you have done and get my eyes on it. I'll be happy to guide you in the right direction for your specific business. This is not a one-size-fits-all type of a program. I want to encourage you to create your specific product, to turn your vision into reality, and really finally make your course happen. You will find more details at yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. It's yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. You will also find the details below in the description. So let's get back to my key message for this episode. The platform you choose doesn't matter, especially if you're just getting started. So when it comes to choosing course platforms, there are like bajillion different options out there. And I also have a free guide that I will link below where you can like learn more about different options, different directions for platforms, the pros and cons of some of the most popular variations and all the other relevant details. But the thing is, the deeper you go into research process, the more options you will find, the more specific will be your needs, and the harder it will be to find that perfect fit. So if there is something, any of the platforms that you have been thinking about, just go for it. Currently, my own offers are on Thinkific. I love it. I have also used Teachable. I have used Circle. My clients mostly use Kajabi a lot as well. I also absolutely love Payhip. Payhip is one of those overlooked platforms where you can get started for absolutely free, and it's really worth it all. This is not a platform review, so I'm not gonna go into too deep into the pros and cons, but the key message here is this: how your course will do does not depend on the platform. How well you sell and how many sales you make and how successful is your offer does not depend on the platform. Ultimately, what will matter is your messaging, your marketing, the strategies you use for actually getting to your audience, and your content. Obviously, the content you put in your offer will matter because you want to ensure that those who do go through this experience, they come out on the other side happy. They suggest the product to others. They talk about it. Platforms are fun, okay? I love different platforms. I love working on different platforms. I love trying out different platforms. If there's like just one thing I could do all day, it's probably just mingling in the platforms, you know, the back end. I love checking these things out, and I know especially if you're not very technical and you've never really used any of the platforms, some of them can be really confusing. So what I would do, I would focus on what it is that you need, what it is that you are feeling good about. What platform have you seen or have you heard about? You have maybe already tried a bit and you just feel like it's the right direction. Go with that. Because once you dive too deep into researching the options, there's no way out of it, okay? There's no way out of it. I mean, you will probably end up choosing something, but then there will be other options coming your way, and you'll keep just being in that never-ending circle of like thinking about what if you made the wrong choice, what if you could actually, you know, change. I have changed platforms way too many times. And one thing I can tell you for a fact, I've had plenty of clients over the past decade, and they have used probably every possible platform out there. Some of them have even not used the platforms. They have just created products in like a document and shared them as a document instead. That's not something I suggest per se, but there have been cases. And in none of these cases, the platform played any role to whether or not the sales were made. I have my probably like the most profitable client. She has her offers on Thinkific. I have had other clients who have products on Thinkific, they haven't done that well. It doesn't matter what is the platform. I have had clients, and fun fact, most people who use Kajabi rarely get to selling their courses. Okay, hear me out. Because Kajabi is a big word in the coaching industry, and especially if you're like on Instagram or Threads or whatever, and you're searching like, what course platform should I use? Many people might say Kajabi, because it's all in one platform. And yes, if you don't have anything else done for your business and you do want that one platform that will do like all the work for you, Kajabi might be a good fit. But having Kajabi alone will not make or break your business, okay? And as I mentioned, like, most people who have excitedly jumped on Kajabi because it seems like such a wonderland, there are, you know, all these options, all these features. First of all, many don't use half of the features the platform offers. They don't even know about the features, so they're overpaying for something they don't really use. And as I already mentioned, like, okay, this statistic is not like very precise, but that is like my feeling after years of working with different course creators. Most people who get on Kajabi don't make sales, don't even get to the point of selling their courses. And it's not the fault of Kajabi either. Well, it may be, is because Kajabi can be very overwhelming. And once you choose an overwhelming platform, there's just suddenly so much more to do to actually get to the selling part, right? But I would say that it's mostly just a coincidence that most people who have, and in most cases they have paid for Kajabi for months, many are still paying without making any money. Why they're not making money? Well, that's a different story, right? There are many different reasons. Some never got to the finish line with their courses. Some just prioritized other things in their businesses. Some have it set up, but they don't really market their course, so they just have it there sitting, you know, and waiting for the sales. So there are different stories for everyone, and it really, really depends. But the platform is not it. Just because you get on Kajabi doesn't mean you're gonna successfully sell. Just because you start with a free platform, which yes, you can do, doesn't mean that your course is not gonna be that great. Now, additionally to this, I also want to mention when you would consider changing from potentially simpler or like maybe free platform to something more comprehensive. In many cases, you will never need a change. That's like also a common fact I have noticed. Those who start selling their courses on simple platforms and they do it successfully, they don't want to change because everything is there, everything is working. Why change? But ultimately, if you do have a business where you know there will be more different products, maybe you will need to enroll and like manage more students, maybe you will need more systems in the back end. Whatever is the case, there might be a time when you're like, okay, I have to change, or like I have to upgrade. That absolutely can be true. If you get to that point where like you're selling successfully, there are more products, you know, more to do, you want to ease the process. That is when some of the more comprehensive platforms like Kajabi can come in handy. Not only Kajabi, because honestly, today, as I'm recording this, many course platforms have very versatile systems. They might not have everything always, but they will have, for example, things like upsells. So when somebody purchases your product, they can add something in the cart along with that, which is a great marketing strategy. And this is something you would need as you're scaling. But again, like most platforms already have it, right? So even if you have chosen kind of a simpler platform or just the first thing that came your way, in most cases, you will manage it. You will be able to work with it in the long run. And that is the simple truth. So if you are in that phase where you are overthinking the platform you want to use, you're struggling, you are, you know, researching all the options, trying different variations and like seeking what is going to be the best perfect fit. There is no perfect fit. There isn't one golden platform. I promise you, if there would be, I would be shouting it from the rooftops, because every platform I have ever tried, those can be all-in-one platforms, those can be super high-end platforms or the cheapest ones out there, it doesn't matter. Every platform has its pros and cons. If you want to learn a bit more about platforms, make sure to check out that free platform guide that I will have added in the description as well. If you have any questions, specific questions, maybe you have a specific platform in mind, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. I will be happy to chat. Platforms is like one of my favorite things to talk about. And if you know you're ready to jump into that course creation process, make sure to join us in the Course Creation Bootcamp. Bootcamp is about to start in January and you will find all the details in description. Inside the bootcamp, we will also be talking about the platforms. And as this bootcamp is not a one size fits all, I will help you to find the perfect fit specifically for you. I want to make sure that you are using the platform you feel comfortable with. And if ultimately it all comes down to one thing, well, two things, I would suggest you to pay attention to two things. Budget. Don't invest in a platform unless you're already making money to cover it. And this is often the case with Kajabi, where people invest without actually ever making money and then they just struggle and, you know, it's all downhill from there. And the other option is, what makes you feel the most comfortable? Which platform? Either you have already tried it or you can try like free trials. They all have free trials. You can try it for a bit and see if you feel good, because sometimes a specific platform that maybe I like, you will find icky. You will not understand what's happening there and vice versa. So find the best fit, like trust your gut instinct on this. Really, that is my best suggestion. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.